medium.
Correct.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant okay. medium. Do you ever get messages come through that are so loud that you can't ignore it?
There are times, but I have kind of learned there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
And I never want to make someone's process worse. So I prefer people reach out to me. I don't really like to give messages at, like, the supermarket.
We see people that seem to have the same gift you have. I feel that yours is, like, being proved time and time again. Just watching you and your craft.
Thank you.
It's almost absurd to think anything other than it's the legit real deal.
Well, I think that it's always important to be willing to rise to the occasion. I understand skepticism, I understand doubt, and I think when you know what you are, you can kind of stand in security with that.
Yes.
And so I'm fine with discourse around it. I don't understand the ability itself, and I don't even really have many beliefs around it. It just kind of is.
What, religious beliefs or anything like this? You're just sort of in the middle of, you know, acceptance for whatever this may actually end up being.
So what do you, you don't have any idea of, like, what we can expect?
Well, from the thousands of readings that I've done, it seems to indicate that life continues on, that there's some continuity of experience. And
right.
At the very least, that seems to be the resounding case. But there also seems to be something about introspection. Every person that seems to come through seems to acknowledge having a greater understanding. And so that seems to speak that to the other side, there's something about growth, evolution, looking back in hindsight and
some lesson or something.
Yes. Do you think people have regrets on the other side, or by that stage you don't, you see it differently?
I think they definitely look back and see the ripple effect of not only their actions, but their inactions.
Yeah.
So not only the things we did, but the things we
didn't do.
And I think that gives them a more well-rounded understanding of how they lived their lives and how they passed.
My dead father's here in this ring box and this little round container.
He's in there. Hello.
He's in there.
Yes.
He doesn't say much.
No.
We've had some of the world's best. I mean, guys that do similar, women that do similar to what you do.
I remember.
They've been on the radio show. Randoms ring up. They start reading their life and they're crying. They can't believe they know all this stuff.
Yes.
I present my dead father.
Yes.
Nothing.
It's just like a seashell.
You just silence. Silence.
Sure. Yeah.
I think
that does every other person's relative have a message except my dad?
We always tell people, I always say, you might come wanting to hear from your mom, and you'll hear from your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yuck.
And it's always that kind of idea of you can't dial direct. So as much as I would love to, you know, pick up the phone and connect to George Washington, it just kind of either happens or it doesn't.
So this is what a dead person looks like.
Oh, he's in there. You aren't kidding.
No, my brother's taking this little amount of ashes to Graceland and on the sly sprinkling them into the garden because Dad was a huge Elvis fan.
Oh, I love that. And you got half.
Shit, this bloody bag's got a hole in it.
I wonder which half.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
No. Oh,
sorry,
Tyler.
My asthma's
going to
flare up.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I went to a haunted house once, right? It was like...
Sorry, I've just got to blow Dad off this sheet. Oh, I should have got you to blow it.
Never mind, missed opportunity.
Guile. anyway, when I came back, it was a flight. Like, we had to catch a flight. When I came back, I swear I bought something with me because my daughter, who was really young at the time, like 1.5, she started like pointing to something and saying, ba-ba-ba-ba.
In the corner, right?
Yeah, in the corner of the room.
Sure.
And it just like, and then there was our next door neighbor had a friend over who was like yourself, like, you know, a clairvoyant medium. And she said, oh, you need to let your neighbor know she's got something in it.
Is this the neighbor you used to have the bath with?
Yeah, that one.
That's another whole story.
Yeah.
Call, you know,
yeah.
That rubbish.
Tune in.
Yeah.
Yes.
You might want to visualize that on the way out. But. Yeah.
So do you think that's possible? I've always wanted to know, like, what the story was there.
There is a phenomenon called the hitchhiker effect.
Right.
And it exists. I don't know if you're familiar with Skinwalker Ranch, but it's in the Uinta Basin.
I've seen that. I've seen some ghost adventures thing on that joint.
Yes.
That's a weird place.
A lot of people have reported after leaving there that they had abnormalities at home, with their families, with their vehicles, technology. So there does something. Does seem
it can
to be something
happen.
To it. I personally don't like to like investigate haunted places. Or
anything. Yeah.
For that very reason.
Isn't that for the loony brigade out there?
That's for the ghost hunters.
You've got the real show.
That's right. I think there's something to be said about, you know, exploring consciousness, pushing it to its limits, seeing what's possible. But I try to not dehumanize spirits. And if they are there and if they are in a bad spot, you know, I don't want to make that worse.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're very considerate.
Considering they're already dead.
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't get a kinder soul.
Yeah, right.
Alive and in death, he's going to be a sweetheart.
We try. Just bare minimum.
I love it.
So Is there anything you can say or from your learnings that you haven't ever shared with anyone before? Like, what about, we had a makeup artist once who claimed that she used to be intimate with a ghost.
Wow.
And didn't want it.
Yes.
But the ghost wanted it.
That's very complicated.
Have you heard of those things happening?
Yes. How do you set those boundaries?
That's
right?
Ghost rape. I know that's a...
That's complicated.
Does that shit happen?
Hard to say. People self-report, you know, a lot of intense experiences.
Oh, Michael Jackson's
God bless
arrived.
Him. Oh.
The king, oh, the king himself's here.
He's
thank
coming
God
through
you've shown
me.
Us. Yes.
He's coming through me, not you.
I think happening. He's more likely yeah. to come through me or Tyler than you.
You know, when LaToya Jackson goes to Hawaii and she lands, she says,
Aloha.
It's the worst joke.
That was awful.
Stick to reading dead people.
I am a better medium than a comedian. Anyway, unrelated. I'm sure shit happens. Okay, look, sleep paralysis is a thing.
Yeah, I've
people
had that.
People being held down and right. all that.
Who knows if it's,
I don't know.
If it's a genuine spiritual thing or if it is an amalgamation of just physiological
yes.
experience and maybe a mix.
It's hard to know.
Hard to say for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I've definitely had sleep paralysis, though.
That's no fun. I've had it medically and, like, due to medicine before. It's intense.
What do you mean the medicine?
Weed.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Weed actually will take away... Your sleep paralysis generally prevents dream recollection in the long run.
Prevents so, dream
yeah.
recollection?
Yeah, that's why you can never remember your dreams.
Sure I never remember. I'm
that's
so
why Carl says, I don't yep. dream, but I said you do, you just don't remember.
Exactly.
Jackie's a big believer in, depending on where the planets are.
Yeah, astrology.
How everything's going to go during that
100%
day.
100% convinced.
I call her, well, to be rude, batshit crazy. Mm. It doesn't matter where the planets are, does it? Or the rotation of this or... It's rubbish.
Well, you know, I think there's something about talking about correlation versus causation. And I don't...
I'm sorry I'm out. I've only got a year 10 education.
That's okay.
Me too. So no. you have
can
to
you dumb it,
it
down?
No, I totally get it. Yeah. I don't believe that the planets cause our personalities to do certain things, but there could be correlations between when we're born and what the planets do.
There could be. See that? Skepticism.
I see the relationship between the planets in our lives, but not in a causal way. Meaning, I don't think, you know... Earth rock or a rock out in space is going to cause me to be more stubborn on one day.
Right.
But from an archetypal symbolic angle, I think there's things to be learned through self-awareness and growth. So
yeah.
It's just like a platform.
Do you think spirits can see us self-pleasuring ourselves?
I would imagine. I feel like that would get
do
so
do you ever
old.
Feel like, oh, God, I better not. Grandma might be watching.
Grandma... Definitely had to have sex in order to even have
yeah, but do you want grandma? You know, sometimes we can get right into this. And
well, grandma got naughty. I mean, that's
grandma
how, that's
got
how
naughty.
All of our grandparents, nobody wants to think about it, yeah, but they want to get down.
That is true.
They're not preoccupied with our ins and outs.
All right, so they're on a different, they don't, it's a different consciousness.
Yeah.
Different, evolved, but I still think in some ways in touch with their humanity, but in some ways kind of superseding it.
What are they doing up there for eternity? Or wherever they are. Sure. What do you think fills their day?
It's a very tricky thing because we quantify a day in a 24-hour period based off of the sun and the earth and our role in the universe. And so if we ascend that, time kind of becomes meaningless in the ways that we quantify it. So
I have no idea what that means, but I believe it.
Yeah, it's just tricky. When we're no longer on earth, time kind of goes up.
You're right, because we are governed. We invented the time, didn't we?
Right. Right.
But time's... still exists. We just
it does, but yeah. if you
but
were to fly to Venus, time would pass differently than it would here.
Yes, it would pass differently.
So which time is it, right? It
becomes I feel tricky. Like we should all blow a massive joint together.
Yeah, because it feels
talk
like
about this for the entire show.
We could figure this out.
Yeah, I reckon
yeah.
we could.
I really,
oh,
we
yeah.
could get to the bottom of
if,
this.
If you want to see, know, experience more of Tyler Henry, watch From the Other Side with Tyler Henry right now on Netflix. You're a real network whore, I've noticed. One to the other.
I jump around.
I like that. Don't lock your boat to one rock.
Yeah.
I love that. No eggs in one basket.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I try.
Tyler, great to see you.
Thank you.
We've been monitoring you ever since we first met you, when you're a little shiny little lady. We thought, look at this Mormon kid.
I know. I still feel very Mormon with the blonde. I got highlights just for you.
You just get rid of that collar.
Okay.
And you are back, baby.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm going to just bring you the Book of Mormon and say convert.
And we do big fans of the show. We really enjoy your work.
Yeah, we love you, Tyler.
And open to everything and anything.
Thank you. Thank you both
especially
for
Jackie.
Early on, I really appreciate
you
guys. You're so supportive early on.
And great to see Mum out the back still driving him around. Mum, get a license. Why don't you tell him?
She's going to be a geriatric driver. A little motor scooter.
We've noticed that there's the driverless cars here, so Mum, yes, she might see those she as a threat to her employee.
She might be out of a job, but I don't know. No one hits curbs like she does.
Like me.
Yeah, Jackie and your mum, good. Man, great work.
Thank
congrats,
you.
And enjoy life. Thank we love thanks, watching son. You. Tyler Henry on This Morning here at Kiss, everyone.
Let's do this, people!
Kyle and Jackie O are home to the world's biggest stars.
You know him as George Costanza from Seinfeld. Miss the legendary Jason Alexander taking over the Kyle and Jackie O show.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question.
Grab the full chat with Jason on iHeart right now. He is rad!
Daily Mail Australia. Everything you need to know now.
Morning, Melbourne. It's Courtney.
How good is a grand final long weekend? Right before Katy Perry hits out on our iconic MCG, she's hitting the Kiss playlist. Plus, all day, we are sending you to see Coldplay live. We've reserved an entire row for you and all your friends. All goes down live right after Kyle and Jackie O at 10, only on Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Want to download fuel savings? Get the My 7-Eleven app. Lock in our best local fuel price for up to 7 days and you could save up to 25 cents per litre. You've got a deal at 7-Eleven. T's and C's apply. Savings not guaranteed. Visit 7-Eleven.com.au for details.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection Homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T&Cs apply. V Collection Homes only.
Mimosa Homes.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 hamburgers and frozen drinks from $1. Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Don't lose sleep over the cost of your sleep apnea treatment. Speak to Sove CPAP Clinic, your one-stop shop for all things sleep apnea. This month, purchase the ResMed latest AirSense 11 auto set and mask package for $1,950 and get a second mask for only $20. That's a mask saving of over 85%. That's not all. Take an extra $100 off the entire package with a promo code SOVE100. Stop snoring now with Sove. Sove CPAP Clinic. Do it today at sove.com.au. That's S-O-V-E or call 1-300-76-2939.
End September 30. T's and C's apply. CPAP equipment is used for obstructive sleep apnea treatment. Always follow the directions for use when considering whether CPAP is right for you. Speak to your doctor.
Sign up to Caltex Rewards and spend $25 on fuel to earn 500 points. Use your points to get $10 off your next fill. Download Caltex Go today. Limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Visit caltex.com/au for details.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to awake with delicious $2 regular coffee. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store. $2 regular coffee at participating stores.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all. Including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
It's Vic LaRusso live from the Kiss Chopper. One turner, stud road northbound after the Burwood Highway in accident. The two left-hand lanes closed. We've got delays into Keysborough, Pillars Road between Springvale Road and Perry Road. The Ring Road moving nicely. Tuller Freeway clear both ways, travelling toward the airport, and the Princes Freeway moving well from Geelong all the way onto the Westgate this morning. No delays both directions. The fantastic clearance sale. It's on now. Enjoy great savings like $50 off the Como 2.0 Queen Bed. Shop now and find your fantastic T's and C's supply. The Kiss Cars, we're going to get to top 10 for 17. Vic LaRusso first. Kiss traffic and weather together. Kyle and Jackie O in the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh, Australia's number one dishwashing liquid brand. With superior grease cutting power, Morning Fresh is the only one to trust.
Kiss 101.1.
Countdown to the grand final morning. I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news
now. Yeah, 100,000 fans will pack the G tomorrow to watch the Sydney Swans battle Brisbane. The Lions have named ruckman Darcy Ford to replace the injured Oscar McInerney in what will only be Darcy's third game this season. The Swans have arrived in Melbourne on a chartered flight with co-captain Callum Mills looking pretty down. He's been ruled out of the decider with a hamstring injury. The cost of the Metro Tunnel project has blown out by another $800 million. Victoria has reached a deal with the builders to split ballooning construction costs. The total bill of the tunnel now over $15 billion. Israel's PM is denying talk of an imminent ceasefire in fighting against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to address the UN Assembly in New York tomorrow. And there are reports British mega band Oasis will bring their new tour to Melbourne. According to music industry site NME, the Gallagher brothers will perform in Sydney and Melbourne next year. Your sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel 7's hiring spree continues for next year's AFL coverage. Nick Riewoldt has signed up to join 7, returning to Australia after 2 years of living in Texas with his family. And the Hawks' strong AFLW season continues, rolling Geelong on their home deck by 18 points. The Kiss Cast is coming up next.
Luke Combs is coming back to Melbourne, playing Marvel Stadium February 7 and 8. Bootleggers and Frontier members, get your tickets early. All tickets are on sale now. See frontiertouring.com.
Sunny at 17 degrees today. Tomorrow for the grand final, sunny and 23, then some showers around on Sunday and 19. Right now in Werribee, it's 11 degrees. In the city, it's 13. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Kiss 101.1.
Sports, go sports. Go team, yeah.
Yeah, my least favourite segment each week is the sports update.
That's right. Cooper's here. Hi, Coop.
That makes it all right. Hey, Barry, what do you got for us?
Mate, I've got the listener's favourite segment for you guys, the Sports Report. It's a huge weekend here in Melbourne. We got the Storm versus Roosters preliminary final in the NRL, but the big one, the AFL Grand Final, the Brisbane Lions versus the Sydney Swans, and today there's a massive parade where they all sort of come through on like a bus or a carousel and the people line them in, they clap them into Melbourne. But I
How
know
many
you guys,
people show up? Is it like a big ticker tape parade, like a celebration, or
What is it? There's like there'd be like tens, nearly 100,000 that'll be there. They're on either side of the road, and people just like come through on a bus. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like Mardi Gras.
Beautiful.
I guess.
Beautiful.
And
is
can
the word
I ask Coops, who do you think the crowd will be going for the most?
I reckon probably Brisbane, I reckon. There is a bit of beef between Melbourne and Sydney, I think, a little bit. So I think Brisbane, everybody feels like they're probably going to win. But what I do really want to talk to you guys about, because I'm not here to just talk about sport, because I know you don't like that shit. Sure, what I'm here to talk to you guys about...
Plus, the reason I don't like it is because everyone cares about it, already knows everything about it.
Exactly.
So what's the point?
So I want to give you guys an insight into drug testing in professional sport.
Oh, have you been drug tested yourself, Coops?
Yeah, when I was playing, I got target tested for a little bit, actually. Sometimes they feel if some people are more likely to test positive than others, they'll test them more regularly.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was you.
That was the Sea Dog, yeah. And it wasn't.
Is that because of the John's family name, the tarnished name, the arguing they think they must be on drugs, those Johnses? Is that the targeting?
I'm pretty sure it actually was. No, you know what it was? One time a bloke rang the club saying that he saw me doing drugs, and I wasn't even at the nightclub that he said. I wasn't even out that weekend, but the club took it very seriously, and then I started getting target tested for a few months.
A little dibby dobber.
Yeah. I know. No one likes a bloody dobber. Mm. Keep your mouth shut. God.
Seriously. But so what happens is there's two organisations. The actual NRL or AFL will come and test you, and when they test you, they just give you a cup, and you just piss in it on your own and bring it back to them.
Oh, they don't watch? They don't look?
They don't watch the Pen 15 piss it out. But what ASADA is, which is like the big doping agency, they're like a group of 60-year-old horny blokes, and they come into the club, and they, as soon as they see you, Kyle and Jack, they cannot leave your side until they see urine leave your penis.
Gee, that'd be difficult for Jackie.
Yeah, that would actually. They'll be waiting a long time.
So the ASADAs are the weirdos that want to watch the wee come out your willy. They have to bend right down and look at your penis. Why does anyone even allow that? It's almost bordering on perversion. How can it just be allowed?
Well, we used to make jokes about what person puts their hand up to actually take a job application for that job.
Well, I would.
Yeah, but no, you wouldn't.
I'm a big supporter of clean sport, Kyle.
Yes, I bet. Brooklyn.
Since when?
Since I heard this.
Yeah.
Since he lost that tunnel ball in year six, he never got over it.
But what they do is, because they have to follow you, everywhere, they follow you into your meetings, when you're training, they follow you out on the field. So boys had a lot of fun.
So if you've done a piss, right, and they come and see you, and you've got no piss in the chamber, they hang out with you all day until you wee.
Mate, I've seen boys with them for like 12 hours sometimes. They've hung with them literally from like 8 in the morning through to the late afternoon.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Yeah. But one of my mates he was an older player at this time. He didn't really care about anything anymore. So he used to just like, as soon as they'd find him, he'd start running and just run for like 40 minutes. And these old 60-year-old blokes would have to follow him. Cause if you get out of their sight, you can get fake piss or like a prosthetic penis and, sort of fake.
Where on earth would you find these fake dicks? Aren't just in every corner store, you know?
You could arrange it with someone to give it to you.
Who?
Well, people would have some on standby if you.
Do you know anyone with the fake schlong with the wee coming out? Have you ever seen a fake drug cheating thing?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have seen a fake penis before though.
Do you know of anyone that does do this?
I've seen it in that movie Entourage when Vinny Chase gets the fake
penis. That's right.
On.
Yeah, yeah. But those things do happen, right, or do you reckon that doesn't happen?
I reckon it'd happen in some capacity. You'd have to.
Yeah, that's right. That's why they're there watching you.
These old pervs watch you wee, then what happens? Then it gets sent off for testing.
Test it. Yeah, they send it off for testing. They, like, micro-seal it. You have to check all the numbers and everything. Mm, but you know what the most annoying part of it is? Because that all happens in season, right? Like, that happens when there's games on and they want you to be clean. But at the end of the season, after everything's done, you also have to send them your home address and where you're going to be for majority of the off season, so that they can potentially come and just visit you at any time of the day or night to just test you.
God, it's not...
That's a bit rough.
You know,
that's what I thought.
It's like some sort of Gestapo organization,
yeah,
the sports.
I just feel
company.
Like you're held to a
higher standard.
A much higher standard than everyone else, especially if it's off season.
Totally.
Have you guys ever been tested, like, in the radio world? Somebody comes
no.
in and...
No.
That'd be ridiculous. There'd be no one on air if that was the case. There'd be dead air everywhere.
Oh, no, they don't care, probably, do they?
And that's what I mean. Like, you know, even those football codes, all the different codes, you're all dishing out fines and... Like, they think they're their own little country, these teams.
Yeah. I think,
you know, whatever. We look up to you guys... Young kids, you know, blokes love game. The women, they love the sport. No one gives a shit if you guys are on the roids or you're doing coke. No one cares. Just as long as the team wins.
That's true. I mean, the roids is probably a little bit different because that sort of helps you on the field. But, I mean, everything else doesn't. It almost makes you worse.
If you get on the coke on the weekend and have a bender, that ain't helping your performance, just so everyone knows.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
It's halving your performance.
I agree, Kyle. I agree. I think we should probably make a change that maybe right here, right now, we can maybe get recreational drugs legalised for sporting.
Well,
people
all in
only.
Favour? All in favour say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Just, what was that, Jackie?
Aye.
She doesn't seem as on board as the rest of us.
Okay, anything else, Coops, before you go?
Nah, just really excited to see us on Monday, eh?
Yeah, we're looking forward to coming back, to be honest.
You probably won't see me. I'll probably do it from home Monday. I'll be too tired, got idle and shit, you know.
Oh,
I'll probably
no.
see you guys a week away or something.
No, you got to come in.
What do you mean?
Come in on Monday.
I've got the radio show on Monday.
Yeah.
And then 16 hours of filming horrible kids singing for their lives.
Well, why do it then if you hate it?
You're right. I'm out.
Thank you, Coops. We're going to do a run of our news and your last calls, 131065.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
It's Vic LaRusso live from the Kiss Chopper. One Turner, an accident, Stud Road northbound just after the Burwood Highway. The two left-hand lanes remain closed. Keysborough, Pillars Road between Springvale Road and Perry Road. We've got traffic on the Monash moving nicely for the Domain Tunnel. For the Westgate Freeway, travelling to the Burnley Tunnel smooth. Princes Freeway clear from Geelong, and with the AFL Grand Final Parade, we know Brunton Avenue will be closed, Batman Avenue closed at Flinders. Due to construction at Melbourne Airport, allow an extra 30 minutes for arrivals and departures. For quicker pickups and drop-offs, head to the Terminal 4 car park. Search Melbourne Airport for details. The Kiss Car 17, Vic LaRusso first. Kiss traffic and weather together. Kyle and Jackie on the morning, Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed along, I wrote a song for you, and all the things that you do, and it was called yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
At Woolworths, save on your shop this spring with great weekly specials. Like marinated kebab varieties with RSPCA approved chicken from the deli, now $1 each, save 40 cents. That's today's fresh food, people. On sale until October 1st, while stocks last, may not be available in all stores or online.
I've done it. Cancel the Tyler.
Oh no, you're not doing it yourself.
Even better, I've got Mr. Wet Wool.
Think floor-to-ceiling waterproof panels that go over your tiles, so no demo job, and it's 65% cheaper than retiling, which means more money for...
a walk-in wardrobe full of Jimmy Choo's.
Jimmy who? I was thinking more of a leisure centre, pool table.
Visit MrWetwall.com now, so you can spend more reno money on whatever you like.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Wait, is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
We're high above the freeway and it's bumper to bumper. Some big delays are expected.
No one likes to be slowed down, especially in business. At OnDeck, we make it easy to get the funds your business needs. OnDeck Group has helped over 100,000 small businesses get ahead and lend over $13 billion to businesses globally. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours and the funds in your account as fast as the same business day. Speed up your business with OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Visit ondeck.com.au.
All loans are subject to lender approval.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers, and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
The Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals half price cosmetic sale is on now. All big brand cosmetics are half price. All L'Oreal and Maybelline, half price. All MCO Beauty and Revlon, half price. And all Essie and OPI, half price. That's right, all big brand cosmetics are half price. So hurry into Chemist Warehouse for the Footy Final sale today and stock up on all your favourites. Sale ends September 29th. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
They call me Morning Fresh. I clean up greasy mess. The only one to trust to get through all the stuff. They call me Morning Fresh. I clean up greasy mess.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh.
If you're more ambition than tradition, at Federation University Berwick, we're with you. Want to experience paid work, not pay for work experience? We're with you. Real community with real opportunities? We're with you. How about some actual diversity? We're with you. We're here to back you, to push you, to help and support you. We're in your corner, right here, right now, in this moment. And from this moment on, we're with you. Learn more at federation.edu.au.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
At Spotlight's home living sale, 40% off Culinary Co by Manu Loose dinnerware. VIP save 30 to 50% off all cookware and 30% off all napery. So you can serve it, cook it and arrange it for less. All backed by our bargain guarantee. Say hello now. Exclusions apply. Spotlight, proud sponsor of My Kitchen Rules.
Members save more at 7-Eleven. Pick up a regular coffee with your choice of milk, including oat or soy, at selected stores. Just $1.50 when you scan the My 7-Eleven app. 7-Eleven, wonderfully easier. T's and C's apply.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Jackie O.
Hey guys, it's DJ James Kennedy.
Live in the mix.
In LA with Kyle and Jackie O taking over the music on Kiss.
Nobody, nobody does it better. Nobody does it better. They can come closer than close, closer than close, closer than close. Original, they never been made.
Ah.
till I die. I gotta stay
hopped in. I got options. I can pass it like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locking. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the I can put the ball in the end zone.
Cause I can't ever get enough.
This shit sound like an intro.
So tell me, would you feel my buzz?
So cool here for with this shit.
Yeah, I could never leave cause I needed that feeling. Let me feel your love.
How can we sit and relax? Easy, we get the traction. I'm in the venue, packing. I'm digging her action. I got a big assignment for the homie. If she tryna get it, I'm passing.
Friday here at the Kyle and Jackie O Show. A special guest DJ on the decks today, DJ James Kennedy from Vanderpump Rules. Thanks, James. Great job. Jackie's got some onus thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right now.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal has explained why he pays $1,000 US per pedicure. So a pedicure would be $50 max.
Really?
And he pays $1,000. And what I don't know if you guys have ever seen Shaquille's feet,
though. Yeah, they're disgusting.
He wears size 22 shoes.
I wear size 13.
Yeah.
What size do you wear, Brooklyn?
11, I think.
Unfortunately. That seems to be standard 11, doesn't
is it?
Yeah.
Well, I've got pretty big feet.
A lot of people say, like, oh, 13. They think, Jesus.
Yeah.
Size 22.
Yeah, and his feet aren't great. Like, they are bad feet.
Ugly and busted.
Yeah, bad toenails. Really, like, rotting. Like, that kind of thing. Ugh. You know? Like, not good. Even Shaquille will admit it. He will be the first to admit it.
What do you mean rotting?
Well, you know when like a toenail looks like it's dead almost?
Yeah.
Because it's gone brown and brittle and it looks like it could snap, into shards. Yes. Like it's... Do you know
what
I
really
mean?
Thought a lot about these toenails.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's that brittle and sort of like crispy that... You know that it could just, like, break off into bits and pieces.
It's certainly not the toe you'd kiss.
Oh, no, I don't think so, no. And that's what Shaquille was saying to Jimmy Fallon. Here it is.
People magazine says here, Shaquille O'Neal says he spends $1,000 on pedicures for his ugly, stinky feet. I do sparkles and design. You spend $1,000 on pedicures?
$1,000.
Why is it that expensive?
It's just... Because I feel sorry for the young lady that's doing my feet. No, I really do. Like... I don't know how much it makes, but my feet looks like Charles Barkley's face.
Oh, my God. Yes. That is not... When did you start getting pedicures?
One time I had a toe injury. My mother put nail polish on it, and I had 40 points. So then when I colored all the rest of my toes, I was averaging 40 points for the season. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just start painting my toes.
Probably a good idea, to be honest.
He had a toe injury and his mother painted his toenail.
No.
Maybe he's all black.
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Anyway, yesterday we were talking about Hayden Panettiere doing an interview with People magazine and how she sounded a bit drugged.
Slurry.
And Bruno, being the person who takes a lot of medication for things like bipolar and ADHD and everything.
Let's just call it mental.
Mental. Well, no. It's
bigger
mental
than
health.
It's mental.
Anyway, he was able to tell just by listening to her voice what medication she was on, which he guessed was lithium.
That's right, he did too.
Now, the latest one is Carmen Electra, who's done a podcast, and they're saying similar things.
Carmen was going to come here today. Did you know that?
No.
Carmen was coming here, and this morning they said there's a personal situation. She won't be able to come apologize to Kyle, Jackie, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, no dramas.
Oh, okay.
So what's going on? What's happening?
Well, they're just picking up on it in this interview. She was talking about the Baywatch days and kissing and how you kiss on camera, you don't use your tongue. But I think it was more just, no, you don't. Huh? She said, you're not supposed to anyway.
Right.
Anyway, so this is what she sounded like on the podcast.
I didn't know if it says kiss. You don't have to use your tongue. I didn't know that's kind of an overall rule of acting, unless it's some type of specific movie where it would require that. We didn't need to require that on Baywatch. So I just tongued him down with David Chokichi.
Poor guy.
And then I kind of cringe when I see it because I'm just... Ugh. But I figured it out later when I started working on other movies that... Oh, you don't have to do that. I was like, great.
Hey, what was the last bit?
Isn't that just the LA vibe?
That's true. We've been here for 2 weeks. That's how everyone is.
That's what I thought. I didn't think that one was...
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's nice to see you guys.
Yeah, they do. So I don't know if that's
it's
anything
like watching
to
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Half of them are like, what's this? That's just normal, right?
Jason Derulo has a brand new song on the way. Remember Jason's comeback song, Savage Love, from 2020?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the beat of that song came from a New Zealand producer named Josh685.
Yeah.
The beat went viral on TikTok, which is how Jason discovered it. And at the time, there was a bit of a fight between Jason and this guy who did the beat. Mm. Because Jason used the beat without asking Josh or crediting him. Anyway, Josh ended up getting a credit on it and is now listed as a co-writer. And they've just teamed up together. They've like done, you know, they've patched up all their differences because now they've teamed up together on the brand new song.
Okay,
so they've decided to work with each other.
You know what? They may not have even really had a real beef. It might have been lawyer versus lawyer sort of thing.
Yeah, so this song, the new one, which will be released October 4, is called Make Me Happy.
Sweet.
How many times can my heart learn this lesson? You made me. You made me.
I instantly like it. It's got a holiday vibe to it.
Yeah, it seems like a fun pop song. I like it too.
Derulo rarely... I think if ever gets it wrong.
Yeah, I would agree. We're going to take your last calls now if you want to phone in on 131065.
Kyle and Jackie O.
The world's biggest stars.
Miss the absolutely legendary Katy Perry taking over the Kyle and Jackie O show.
When you met Orlando, how did this all come to be?
Well, I was like, I'm going to go to this event. Maybe I'll meet someone there. Then it happened that night. I ordered some In-N-Out burgers to an award show, and he stole one off of my table. And I was like, that's interesting. You're interesting. Hello. Don't take my burger, but take my burger.
Jump on iHeart right now and grab the full chat with Katy Perry. She is amazing.
Will and Woody.
Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m., we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Oz.
That's right, Woods. It's going to be the biggest show you'll see all year, and you guys actually won't pay a cent.
My parents are going to that concert over my recovery from my wedding. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Here at ABS, we're the car service experts who specialise in all your repair, logbook and servicing needs. Every service is available with our buy now, pay later payment options. Book online or call 132270 to speak with an ABS team member today. ABS, your automotive specialist.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. T&Cs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T&Cs apply.
Macca's footy finals deals are here. Score a new deal every day this final season. Like a $1 cheeseburger or a $4 McChicken. Only on the My Macca's app. Be quick. These deals won't go into extra time.
T's and C's apply. See an app for today's deal.
Stay on top of your game with Fast Non-Drowsy 24-Hour Allergy Action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
It's going! Sold! Congratulations!
When making the decision to sell your home, you don't want to leave anything to chance. You need an experienced agent you can trust. Barry Plant Real Estate has been selling homes in Victoria for 45 years, with over 130,000 homes sold in the last 15 years alone. So for the knowledge and experience you need to sell your home, speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Iceberg, 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 let us dead ahead! Yum!
Aldi's fresh Aussie Iceberg lettuce has plummeted to $1.99 each. Aldi, good difference.
The mailbox, a statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Does the whole family love Oporto? Then feed them all with the Oporto Family Burger Meal. Two single Bondi burgers, two kids burgers, family-sized chips and drinks for just $34.95. Oporto. Oh, yeah.
Where will you go on your next vacay? Hotel, resort, or a whole place to yourself. Book whoever you want to be at booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
A crash at Warren Wood on Wonga Road just near Bryson's Road. Lots of busy traffic around Flemington for the Royal Show, around the showgrounds. We've got extra foot traffic and queues westbound on Racecourse Road, Ascot Vale Road and Epsom Road. They're all heavy at the moment. Looking pretty good on the Westgate Freeway. No delays inbound past the Ring Road. Ring Road itself looking good, both Altona bound and Greensboro bound. Also no delays on the Tullamarine Freeway in and out to the airport this morning. Try new Wonder 5 Health Star Bread with three times the fibre for soft white and prebiotic for soft multigrain, both with the same Wonder taste you love. It's the best thing since ever. The Kiss Cars, sunny, top of 17 today. Right now it's 12 degrees. That's Kiss, traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie O in the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Oat and soy milk coffee is now available at selected 7-Eleven stores. And my 7-Eleven members get more with a regular coffee for only $1.50 when you scan the app. T&Cs apply.
Kiss 101.1.
New detail on Katy Perry's grand final gig. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, the singer's mystery Aussie guest for her granny performance tomorrow has been all but confirmed. Katy did a rehearsal at the MCG yesterday alongside Tina Arena. The Swans are now in Melbourne, ready to face Brisbane tomorrow. The Lions naming Darcy Ford to replace the injured Oscar McInerney. New stats show almost 10 kids every day are being arrested across Victoria for involvement in crime and gangs. The number of robberies committed by children is up 45% in a year. Finishing off the Metro Tunnel is going to cost Victoria an extra $800 million. The government's agreed with the builder to split the cost of blowouts. The total cost of the 9-kilometre tunnel now over $15 billion. And nearly 30% of suburbs across Australia now have a median house price of over $1 million or more. CoreLogic data shows that's doubled since the start of COVID. In Sydney and Brisbane, it's 46% of suburbs. In Melbourne, it's just 4%. Your sport check in a sec.
Every day, Kenar Tyre helps loads of customers and their customers enjoy the feeling of a job made easy. So go on, get the Ken Oath feeling today.
Channel 7's hiring spree continues for next year's AFL coverage. Nick Riewoldt has signed up to join 7, returning to Australia after 2 years of living in Texas with his family. And the Hawks' strong AFLW season continues, rolling Geelong on their home deck by 18 points. The KissCast is coming up next.
With a Bridgestone Tech Check, you'll be sent a 60-second video inspection to see what needs fixing now and what can wait. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Sunny and 17 today. Tomorrow for the grand final, sunny up to 23 degrees. And Kiss doesn't deal in just tickets. We deal in entire rows. Your chance to win free Coldplay tickets happens from 10 this morning and all day on Kiss 101.1. Now it's back to Kyle and Jackie O.
California is a place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is.
Kyle, Jackie, in Hollywood, Beverly Hills today. Last day here. Then we're jumping on a plane Jackie goes immediately. Brooklyn, you go...
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah,
you're off tomorrow. Yeah.
And I'll be back at the last possible second.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got Otto with you, that's why.
That's right. Not slows me down in any way.
No.
Let's get some last calls on. 131065, Dane has called in. Apparently, Dane's lost a lot of weight. Hey, bro, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, babe.
What's happened?
I just caught up like the other week and just sort of wanted to humble brag. So I've lost 165 kilos, and I'm actually competing in bodybuilding in 2 weeks as of tomorrow.
Hey, you've lost 165 kilos.
Yes, it's spot on. I've lost 165.
That's insane. How did you lose that much weight?
My whole body is 138 kilos.
My God, Dan.
Yeah.
I'm a meaty guy. How much did you weigh?
The final number was never really found out because we actually didn't get a chance to weigh at my heaviest, but the first time I properly hopped on the scale, I was well over 260.
260 kilos,
yeah.
That wasn't your biggest.
What do you reckon got you there? Like, what was causing you to put on so much weight?
To be honest, just a lot of depression and a lot of alcohol. I was drinking like 4 or 5 liters of spirit a week. Just wasn't in a real happy place. Like, I was only 24. Like, I'm only 27 now. I was just sort of drinking myself into a grave, and then I just decided I think that it should change, to be honest. So, yeah, I just started up.
Oh, my God, Dane. Good on you for doing that, because that's a big mountain to climb, like, when you think.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit, to say the least.
yeah, that's huge, and a lot of people might not even know where to start, but the fact that you did and you kept going, gosh, that's incredible.
Well, that's the whole reason I'm doing it, and that's, like, another reason. Like, I step on stage literally in 2 weeks in Perth, and that's half the reason I'm doing that, just to show people what's possible, like.
So did you replace the alcohol and the sadness and all this shit with a little bit of motivation and the training?
Oh, mate, I'm like a bat out of hell now, to be honest. Like, I'm the happiest I've ever been. I've got a beautiful wife who at the time was my girlfriend. She was with me the whole time. So I thought, well, heck, if she can, you know, love me that big, I may as well secure her.
It's so cool to hear that.
Yeah.
That's uplifting. That's great.
Wow, I'm so proud of you, Dane. Good on you.
Now, it makes now Jackie's weight loss seem like nothing.
No one's weight loss, whether it's 5 kilos, 10 kilos, or 200 kilos, no one's weight loss is ever less than someone else's. To be honest, I'm firm believer
well done
in that.
On that. Yeah. I'm really, really thrilled for you. Good luck. Let us know what happens in the contest.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 2 weeks. Hopefully, if it all goes well, should be probably the craziest transformation our country's seen. So, fingers crossed, you know?
Yeah, 100%, Dane. Keep us in the loop.
Give Dane a clap.
Big round of applause.
Well done. Welcome to Fat Fighters, everyone. I love that, man. Well done, Dane. Let's go to Mark. Mark's calling from Melbourne. Wants to use the airwaves before the big game, the big AFL grand final on the weekend. Mark, you're on the air.
Good morning, Kyle and Jackie O.
How are you, bro?
Hey. Look, I couldn't give a shit about the football, but I am excited for the spike in tourism that it's bringing to our city this weekend. I have a sneaking suspicion that my grind is just going to explode.
My God, that's what you're excited about, yeah?
See, Katy Perry's in town. Yeah, they bring all the gays out. I see it. Plus all those guys in them tight-ass little shorts. Oh, it's a gay paradise.
100%. You can actually hear Katie from my house, right?
Wow, really?
I know that all the hotties listen to you guys in the morning, particularly in Melbourne. So I just wanted to use this as a PSA. I want a minimum torso pick, no blank profiles, and happy to swap picks to make shit happen, all right?
Okay.
Done deal.
The message is out there, Mark.
What's your handle on the... do you call yourself, you know...
No, you don't have handles
Mark
on.
Or,
no.
What do you do? Just photos
you
only?
Just got to be near
in,
them.
In the area.
Yeah. Find me and grind me, boys.
Wow.
Thanks, Mark. Judy's phoned in. Hi,
Brooklyn biting his tongue, the newly married gamer.
I know, can't say anything.
Hey, you want a life update, or what do you want?
Oh, yes. We haven't heard about Jackie's booty trainer for a while.
Whatever happened, Jackie, to your booty trainer? Oh,
that's God, what I thought. Every time I see her walk away from me, I think, what happened to that booty trainer?
Yeah, I'm doing Pilates, actually. So
what happened?
Yeah.
Same thing. Kamala Harris. We didn't ask that question. What happened to the booty trainer?
The booty trainer.
Did she give up on you, or did you give up on her?
No, she did not give up on me.
I know, because she's not the give up type.
Because
she's
beautiful.
Still messaging you.
Yeah, well, because we're also friendly.
Block and delete, Jackie.
No way.
Has the messages started off nice, and now is it like, hey, fat ass, no. Still haven't heard from you?
She understands, right. And she's just beautiful. But it's just, what happened was everything was getting so busy with everything. The appointment was really hard. It was easier just to go to Pilates.
You finished work at 11 a.m. and then you were free all day.
Flat out.
Oh, with all the fellas.
No,
on
with
your back.
The book and everything. Like that was during that period of, you know, writing the book.
Have you finished that book?
Yeah, I finished it. It's off. It's done at the printers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. So
and you changed the name? Did you?
No.
Oh no. We had that chat.
What do you mean?
When I said, well, we already know you. What else is there to know? And you were like, well, you just raised an eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to hear what...
It's still called The Whole Truth, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're running out of time, guys. Thank you for a wonderful...
Sounds like she's just ending the conversation.
Thank you for a wonderful week here in Los Angeles and then Las Vegas.
And to share your wedding?
Yes, that was Brooklyn, lovely. Thanks for allowing us to do that.
Did your mum congratulate you yet?
Yeah, she did, actually.
Post it.
Post a screenshot for proof.
No.
No, like a post-it note.
Oh, all right.
Mums don't text. They take photos of post-it notes. thank you, everyone back home. Enjoy the game on the weekend, everyone.
Yeah.
Next week, NRL Grand Final. Ticketman will run. Ticketman will have tickets to the NRL Grand Final. Jackie's friend, Ursula Carlson, she's in live. Charlotte Crosby, she's on as well. Have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, guys, have a great one.
Guys.
And we will see you on Monday. Bye. Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
Grand Final Parade road closures around the city today. Jolimont Street and Terrace still closed till 2 p.m. Brunton Avenue closed till 3:30. So too is Batman Avenue between Flinders Street and Olympic Boulevard. And lots of extra traffic, of course, around the MCG precinct. The Royal Show at Flemington. Heavy traffic now on Epsom Road. We also have delays along Racecourse Road heading westbound. Princess Freeway, that's a clear run from Geelong to the Westgate in both directions. Uncover Asia's best kept secrets. Fly direct from Melbourne to Kuala Lumpur from only $339. Visit airasia.com and book now to go somewhere different. T's and C's apply. The Kiss Cars, sunny today, heading for a top of 17. Right now, 13 degrees. That's Kiss. Traffic and weather together. First on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Give it up for Coldplay!
Win a row of Coldplay tickets in seconds.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Then from 3, it's The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
I want to talk to you about why Laura's and my friendship has ended. Laura tried to kill me on the weekend. Oh, I will if you keep this up.
Kiss 101.1.
Rush into Chemist Warehouse and save. Save on all your favourite beauty, hair care and skincare products. Shop in-store or online today.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a Kit Kat Chunky for $2.50 or a 4-20 Traveller Pie, just $3. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Offer ends Wednesday. T's and C's apply. See in store.
To grow your business, you need to be on the ball, on track and on point.